Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. Time for Over the Back Fence, Saturday, August 5th edition. Your host, James J., behind the mic. Thanks for joining me, everybody. Call up 424-2600 and join the conversation. Items you're looking for, items you want to sell, different events in the area, garage and rummage sales. We want to hear about those. Go ahead and hit us up, 424-2600. We know that you got those items sitting around the house, especially gotten some spring cleaning done or something. You got that one thing in the corner. You don't know how you got it. But you don't know, you know, you don't want to give it away necessarily, or just you want to do something with it, right? And you want to get it out of the house, call us up, 424-2600. Maybe you want to fill a space. You got that one space in the living room you've been trying to fill. Well, we might have the item for you right here, 424-2600. We're going to get into a bunch of fun today. We'll tell you about our schedule coming up here today and this weekend, the upcoming week of WFHR programming. We're also going to get into a couple of other things got sitting aside. Most importantly, I want to talk to you. I want to talk about the dog park naming, too. And I was driving in today, drove purposely through the middle of town to go through the farmer's market. A lot of action going on at the farmer's market right now. Get on down there, especially while we still have it going. Love being able to get outside and take this in. Fresh flowers, locally grown fruits, vegetables, baked goods, free activities for the kids. It's a good time going on at First Avenue South between West Garden Avenue and Goggin Street right here in Rapids. Can't miss it. Go right through the middle of town. You'll find it. You'll run into it. Safe travels over there, too. Take your time as you're bopping around over there, everybody. And say hi for us. You know what you could do? I'd love. Call up 424-2600 if you're down there. Do some on-the-field reporting for us. Love to hear from you. Call up. Let us know. I got to admit, I'm in a little bit of a sports mood. I know that's completely different than when I'm ever on the mic. But you can't blame me. The rafters are so hot right now. Rafters are rolling. We're enjoying it. Really close game last night. Rafters stole the game in the 9th inning, just as they did the day before. 6th victory in a row. It was a gutsy win. So Rafters stole one 2-0 victory over Fond du Lac. Rats out even hit the Spiders 6-4. Something we've been doing a lot this season. Just don't always get the win from those. Really nice game. Nice one. Shout out to James Bronick. Good one from him. They are now 16-11 in this second half of the Northwoods League season. Going to host the Woodchicks. Woodchicks. Woodchucks. How much wood would Woodchuck chuck? Woodchucks for a doubleheader. Tonight at Winterfield, right here in Rapids. First game is a makeup game that will return in the bottom of the second. So everybody, if you didn't see part one, that's where we're kicking off this one. If you didn't get to see the first one, this is the sequel. That one's going to kick off at about 4:05 today. Double check that. 3:50, actually, I've got. 3:50 is our pregame will kick off. 4:05 first pitch. And depending on when that one wraps up, about 30 minutes later, game two. Got an Ernie Banks special tonight. Let's play two. Rafters are rolling right now. They're in first place. And looking good. Looking good right now. Only got a handful of games left in the season. Sunday, early game, as always, 12:50. That one continuing to take on Wausau. And I believe our final game against Wausau of the regular season. Just double check on that. Yes, it is. Last game of the season against our rival. Got to get a win in that, right? Plus, you got to win out here. I know we're in first place, but you don't know what those other teams are going to do. Win out, control your own destiny. We're going to be talking more about this on Playmakers. Join us tomorrow live and direct. I'm getting ahead of see how much I want to talk sports with you guys. I want to jump on the air when it's not even my time. Join us on Monday, every Monday, Playmakers, 3 to 4. Just like Over the Back Fence here, you call up and join the conversation. And really like all of our shows now, whether the morning shows or anything, I'd say outside of Midday Magazine, all of our shows are interactive. We want to hear from you. Whether you're streaming us or listening to us on the radio dial or on the Civic Media app, which we encourage you to download, certainly want to hear from you. Special week, of course, not only gearing up for the playoffs, but nothing's guaranteed. So we appreciate every one of these games that we have. Shout out to the Raptors organization. Another great season already. I think I feel pretty safe saying that, even with a week left here, no matter what happens. And in part because they make sure that win or lose, you're going to have a good time at the ballpark. Always great promotions, always a good time, great in-between inning stuff going on. And tonight at the ballpark, got Southwood County YMCA Donor Appreciation Night. Great night. Great one for tonight. That is going to be a good one. Big shout out to our friends at the Southwood County Humane Society. Southwood County YMCA. Sorry, keep doing that. I have that on my brain, too. More on that on Monday during our morning shows. But I've got the Humane Society on my brain as well. But we got to see how some things play out, so we'll see. We'll talk more about that on Monday. For tonight, at Winterfield, Southwood County YMCA Donor Appreciation Night. Coming up next week, on next Friday, you've got a Gamber Johnson Team Poster Night. And the following night, Delta Dental Night, presenting fireworks. And, of course, their regular promotions going strong. You got Kids Run the Bases Night tonight. Sunday will be free. Applebee's Kids Meal Voucher with purchase of Applebee's Kids Zone Pass. Monday is free tickets for military personnel, of course. And so on. Great stuff. Find out more at northwoodsleague.com. Get your tickets right there. Otherwise, you can get your tickets right at the box office at Winterfield. And, of course, you can't make the game. We got you covered. We got your bases covered. Every hit, every pitch, every winter Raptor baseball right here. All season long, including the postseason. Which I feel pretty good about. 424-2600. Call us up. We want to hear from you. I want to hear from you as well about something else. And this is one of those ones that's going to be ongoing. At least now until the 1st of September. The city of Wisconsin Rapids is seeking community input on naming its new dog park. Now through September 1st at noon, that's the cutoff, the public may submit naming suggestions online at wirapids.org/dogpark. It's wirapids.org/dogpark. Additionally, the public can submit naming suggestions in person at the following Rapids locations. Over at the, well, I'll get into those in a second here. Let's take a call first. Good morning. You're on the show.
Yeah, I still have those two patio swings or gliders that I want to call them to give away. The swings themselves work good. Just need to be refurbished a little bit. Call 715-451-1285, and I thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, sir.
Yep.
451-1285. If you're interested in those items, give them a call. 715-451-1285. Got the ball rolling. Let's keep it moving. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. And the Raptors are doing fine, huh?
Yes, yes. The Raptors are moving right now. Rolling.
Yeah, Ben, listen, got to watch them. Anyway, listen, I got a dog off for sale. Medium size. Brand new. Never been used. So he wants to come and pick it up. Give me a holler. 715-540-8078. And have a good weekend.
540-8078. Thank you. You have a good weekend, too. 540-8078. Number to call if you're interested in that doghouse. Give him a holler. Let's keep those calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. just between you and I, of course, Seth and I have this gentleman's agreement, or kind of competition. See who can get the most calls. He is slaughtering me. Help. 424-2600. I'm kidding. I don't know. Let's take another call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Here.
Hello.
Hello.
Think you got your radio on in the background there. Hello.
Yes, I said we're looking for a grill.
All right.
A charcoal grill. The number to call is 414-309-2158. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good weekend. Looking for a grill there, preferably a charcoal grill, at 414-309-2158. 414-309-2158. Give him a call. Keep him coming. 424-2600. So we were talking about the Wisconsin Rapids Dog Park, and we're naming that. And areas that you can drop off those names until September 1st, Witter Park Aquatic Center, Wisconsin Rapids Parks and Rec Department, South Oconee Humane Society, McMillan Memorial Library, and Bow Wow Meow. And you can call up 424-2600. Say it's during Over the Back Fence or one of our morning shows, even on our sister station morning show, The Sunrise Show. More on that in a little bit later. We got a very special show for you Monday. Call up and give us your name. What name do you want to, what name are you thinking for the dog park? We'll make sure to get it to the city. I'm looking forward to hearing these names. They're going to take all these names and then, you know, put that into let people vote on that. I thought Seth had a good point the other day. I love naming things. I'm a history, you know, fool. So I love anything that involves history or a city's history or giving credit to that or just, you know, honor to it. Not credit, but honor to it. So we have a lot of things around here named Witter or Mead, and I like that. I think that's great. I don't want that going anywhere. But I do think that we have represented those very well. If we want to name the dog park something else, say, off the top of my head, the WFHR dog park. I'm joking. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. But seriously, if we want to name it something different, I think that's all right. I think we want to have fun with this. Great. Don't miss anything about what I'm saying here. This dog park is for Rapids and Central Wisconsin people to, you know, have fun with and enjoy and to promote and also, you know, highlight the positives of living around here. And if you're going to be selling your area, which every city is that now, I don't care if you're a town that's the population of 500 people or 5 million people, you are looking to get people to your area as much as keep the people and take care of the people that, you know, are in your area. It's that balance. Having a fun name or an interesting name doesn't hurt. And we know how dang creative all of you are out there. Got a lot of creative people out there. So call us up with your names or drop them off at any of those locations. And then until now, until September 1st at noon, it's cut off. 11:57. September 1st, you're all right. Noon, cut off. Again, wirapids.org/dogpark. As long as we're throwing websites out there, civicmedia.us/giveblood. We got the Civic Media Blood Donation Challenge going on right now. We're calling on all heroes. You don't have to have a cape or a tragic backstory or be some kind of superhero with some cool name that who can think of because all the good ones are taken, it seems like. No. Now, through the month of August, you go to one of our great blood donation centers. Say it's the Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. Or here in Rapids, we have a number of opportunities for you, usually over at the former East Junior High School Music Room. Tell you more about those as those come up. Got some in Plover, I see, in Amherst, Pittsville, all coming up in the month of August. Donated any of those, or maybe you donate with the Red Cross, Take a selfie. We're actually giving you permit. We're telling you. We're not giving you permission. We're telling you. Take a selfie. No more feeling guilty about that or any of those silly feelings. Oh, take the selfie. Let us know that you're doing something good and putting back into your city, your community, your state, your people, your country. You're being a hero here. I ain't over-exaggerating. Look at the shortage that's going on right now. Yeah, I'm trying to hype you up to do this. Of course, it's my job. But I'm not lying. You're being a hero doing this. We got a shortage going on. We got a lot of people out there that could use this. You do it. We want to show our appreciation for you doing this. Post that selfie on any of your social media. Your face talks and your gram snaps. I'm not hip. I don't know. But your social media accounts. And use the hashtag CivicPints. Be sure to do that. And you get yourself a chance to win some rafter tickets or state fair tickets or brewer tickets. Those rafter tickets you can win instantly if you include the hashtag WFHR. It's just a way we want to show that we appreciate you doing this and being a hero. You can upload it directly to Civic Media as well. Go into civicmedia.us/giveblood. We appreciate you doing that, everybody that already has and everybody that's going to. Don't forget that website. Be sure to bookmark that. That's where you can stream us 24/7, as well as the Civic Media app. Going to get to our first commercial break. We come back. We'll have some news and notes, some mailbag items, and, of course, we want to talk to you, 424-2600. It's Over the Back Fence on WFHR Weekends. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. Saturday edition. Got your host, James, here. Thanks so much for joining me. Thank you, TLC. 90s for you there. 424-2600. That's the phone number. Call up and join the conversation. Let's get into some news and notes and mailbag items. Of course, we want your mailbag items. Give them a call. Give us a call or drop them off here at the station anytime. Love to hear from you. As I'm reading these, we will go ahead and get to your calls. I'll finish reading what's in front of me and get right to you. Let's go ahead and take one of those calls actually right now. Good morning. You're on the show.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, sir?
I think you should call that dog bark. Mail doggy bark.
that is great. I guarantee you people would not know how to say it, though. There's nobody familiar with that name. Is that Maloof? Maloof Dog Park? Is that? And I appreciate it, though. Yeah, you have a great weekend.
I already did a lot of dogs down here at the market.
Oh, yeah. They got some dogs down there, too. Yeah, yeah.
Big ones. What?
Yeah, some big ones down there. Nice, nice. Any chance to get those dogs out, always good. And it's a nice area to do it too. Good day for it.
Okay, you have a good day.
You too. Take care. Always good to hear from you. 424-2600. Call up and join us, everybody. Love to hear from you. As I was saying, let's go ahead and get into our news and notes and our mailbag items. And feel free to drop these items off, everybody. When we're open. Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. Stop by here. We'd love to see you. Got to say hi to Pam, though. Got to be nice and say hi to Pam. First up in our mailbag items, we have a huge multifamily garage sale going on at 2211 Ranger Road right here in Rapids. It's right east of Highway 13 South. Can't miss it. Going to have some signs up and everything. This is going on August 10th, 11th, and 12th, 8 to 5. They got home decor, fishing and hunting items, and much more for sale. Go check that out again. Huge multifamily garage sale at 2211 Ranger Road, right here in Rapids, off of east of Highway 13, right in south there. August 10th, 11th, and 12th, 8 to 5. And let's see here. We have an AC. Oh, no, that is just Seth's list. It looks like that's it for our mailbag items. All right. Let's take a look at some news and notes. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Grand Rapids Fire Department has their celebration going on today, this afternoon, from 4 to 11. Come and join the annual celebration. Event starts with a car cruise, and the cruise will end at the Lions Club at Grand Rapids Lions Park, 2411 36th Street South, here in Rapids. Food, drinks, music going on strong from 4 to 11. Enjoy our good friend Chase Kuntis. Chase is going to be down there from 4 to 6. Chase has been, of course, on WFHR's morning show and Director's Cut. Talked to Chase a bunch. Great musician. Star 6-9 going to be there from 7 to 11, bringing it all home. There'll also be a mobile car dyno setup, so you can watch the dyno shootout. Trophies awarded for best eight in each class. Come join for some delicious food, cold drinks, great music. All the proceeds go to purchase life-saving equipment. So vital. Not only do you get to feel good putting into that, but you know that you're going to have a good time. Always have a good time at Grand Rapids Lions Park. Free admission into the park. Donations are very welcome. Enjoy yourself, everybody. 4 to 11 tonight over at 2411 36th Street South here in Rapids. Now, what I'm trying to do is hold my pen and go through these papers at the same time. Just, it's not working. Don't do that. St. Philip's Rudolph has their 102nd church picnic. The guys came and joined us to talk about this this week on the morning show. It's a lot of fun. Great meeting them. Always good to see them. And a 102nd church picnic. That's awesome. Of course, this takes place at the world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave over in beautiful Rudolph. Things will start off with Mass at 10 in the church. All activities will be on the grounds. From 12 to 4, the old-time brass covering the dance floor. Children's games begin at 11 as well, along with bingo, four prizes. Basket raffle drawing going on at 3:30. The cash raffle drawing will be at 4. Got 3,600 in cash and prizes for this. This is not just any day church picnic, everybody. This is a big one. This is a reason it's been going on for 102. Food, refreshments, games, and raffles. Enjoy yourself tomorrow. Starting at 10 with Mass. And things really get going at 11 with the children's games and bingo and raffles. And the old-time brass covering that dance floor from noon to 4 at the 102nd Church Picnic at St. Philip's Rudolph, right at the old world-famous Grotto Shrine and Wonder Cave. Enjoy yourself, everybody. Wanted to touch on this to make sure that making sure that the people that need it are using it and then getting use of it. The summer 2023 free meals for kids from the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. A big shout out to everybody that was had the lunches going, the breakfasts going. We have the lunches continuing now until August 18th. Meals to be available at Mead Park near the splash pad and at Winter Park right outside the Aquatic Center, 11:30 to 12:30. Make sure to spread the word about this. Any kid that could use these meals, we want to make sure they're getting them. You can find out more by emailing them, schoolnutrition@wrps.net. That's schoolnutrition@wrps.net. I'd like to think in this day and age where it seems like even bread can be controversial, we all can agree and all be on the same page. No kid should be hungry under any circumstance. Big shout out and thank you to the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, all the great work that them and those volunteers do. Speaking of great work and volunteers and wonderful people, our Southwood County Humane Society joins us every Thursday with our Pet of the Week. We get to hang out with Madison, talk about some great furry friend that we meet, and I am challenged and all my willpower is forced to be worked at all at once to make sure that I don't adopt that animal, because I would. I would have a side house just for all of these animals that Madison brings in. I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. But it's not about me. It's about the animals. And we get to talk about things like that with Madison and highlight the great work that her and that staff is doing over there, along with all those volunteers. And we have great events going on as well to contribute and help out, along with getting items or maybe even a vaccine. Vaccine clinic and garage sale going on August 12th. Be next Saturday, a week from now. The vaccine clinic will go from 10 to 11, and the garage sale will go from 10 to 3. They're hosting this at the Southfield County Humane Society building. Encourage you to find out more. Stop on over there. You can find out more by visiting their website, swchs.com. You can always email them as well. Same address, swchs@swchs.com. Encourage you to do that. Be sure to bookmark your page, your calendars too. Aquatic Dog Park Days, August 21st from 3:30 to 6 at the Aquatic Center. One of the best days at the Aquatic Center. All those dogs, all that fun. Check it out. Let's go ahead and check out a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Well, it's not quite the first of the month, but I have Bone Thugs and Harmony, first of the month, 4 foot by 4 foot acetate. Picture for sale for $20.
All right. Wake up, wake up. It's the first of the month. Wait, is that the, had to get it in. Had to get it in.
Yeah, I had to call it. Hey.
You can't tee me up like that. You can't tee me
up. I'm sorry, my friend, but I had to set you up. Right.
Any other items?
No, just that. You can catch me at 697-8601.
Sounds good. Hey, if you get a chance, be sure to join us for Playmakers on Monday. We'll talk some rafters, and I've got a question I want to put out to everybody.
I'm glad that you brought that up, because you know what's going to happen today? Two rafters wins. I predicted it last Monday,
and
yes, they are still on a roll, baby.
Yeah, there's something to it. Keep doing it. Yeah, this is baseball. We have all superstitions, all traditions. We'll take them all. We keep predicting, and the rats will keep rolling. Hopefully, it'd be nice to see them win two today.
Keep rolling, baby. Keep rumbling.
Have them get a little bit more distance in first place. That'd be great. We'll talk more about it on Playmakers on Monday, man. You have a good weekend. Good to talk to you. If you're interested in that Bone Thugs and Harmony poster, give them a call. 657-8601. 657-8601. Thanks for the call. Always appreciate hearing from you. Keep those calls coming, everybody. 424-2600. Got some more news and notes. I was mentioning the Southfield County Humane Society. Shoe us the love at the Southfield County Humane Society. You can donate your gently worn and used new shoes. Help us raise funds just by donating gently worn and used shoes. Be sure to ask friends and family and neighbors. We're collecting these, and we've extended this until August 31st. They were nice enough to do that. I think that's really cool that the place that's taking these donations is cool enough to do that. You donate these shoes. One, you free up your closet of shoes, which means you can put more shoes in there if you like. You have to. We're making you get new shoes, too. We're making you take selfies and get new shoes. But you also help out the Humane Society. They donate those shoes, collect funds, able to help them do the vital work they're doing over there. You can drop off those shoes right here at WFHR or at the Humane Society. Good morning. Run over the back fence.
Hi there. I got a Sears Craftsman 42-inch riding lawnmower. I'm asking $250.
All right.
My number is 715-323-1080.
323-1080.
Yep.
Thanks for the call. Yeah, you have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Thank you. If you're interested in that riding lawnmower, give them a call, 715-323-1080. 323-1080. Looking ahead at events going on this week in Rapids. Wednesday, American Heroes Cafe of Central Wisconsin. This, of course, goes on every second and fourth Wednesday of the month from 7:30 to 9:30 at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693, 430 West Jackson Street here in Rapids. All veterans, military, police, and firefighters are welcome.
Refreshments provided at no cost. Big thank you to all the sponsors and local businesses and individuals that volunteer and donate into this. If you or someone you know is a veteran, a military member, or police, or firefighter, let them know about this and enjoy a good time at the Elks Lodge, the American Heroes Cafe, every second and fourth Wednesday from 7:30 to 9:30. Good one going on just a block from us here at the station. Check out the Wisconsin Rapids Municipal Zoo at 1911 Gaynor Avenue. Go on down there, say hi. Hang out with the staff and the animals. Got kangaroos down there and stuff. It's a fun time, man. Go on down there. Check it out. And this Wednesday, August 9th at 11:30 and at 3:30, David Stokes is going to be down there. Yeah. Through songs, stories, movements, and riddles, animals and artifacts, have fun getting up close and personal with wildlife. David is awesome. He does a great job. And David is going to be joining us on Wednesday's Midday Magazine. Yeah. We're going to preview and talk about some of this, and I'm going to try to not wear David out before he has to give you a show at 3:30. It's going to be fun. Be sure to check this out, everybody. It's a free, family-friendly event. It's open to the public. The more people that attend these things, and if I'm being honest, the more people that are able to donate when you can, the greater the zoo becomes. And the more that we get to show our appreciation to all the great people working over there and all these great animals being so cool to us. You can check this out Wednesday, 11:30 at 3:30 at Helen's Zoo House. And you can check out the zoo all the time at 1911 Gaynor Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Wednesday also has another great thing going on. Bingo. Bingo! At the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. Join them, have a good time, and have, you know, play, maybe win some stuff at bingo. And know that while you're doing that, you're putting back into your community, because that is what the Elks Lodge does. Bingo every Wednesday. Doors open at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30 at 430 West Jackson Street, right here in Rapids. Enjoy the Monarchs in Art exhibit going on now until the 15th. Just got another week or so of this. A juried mixed media exhibit exploring the beauty and brilliance of the monarch butterfly. Celebrate Port Edwards being a monarch village. The opening reception is they did a great job with that, and I heard that went really well. The exhibit will continue now until August 15th at the Alexander House, open from 1 to 4 Sunday, Tuesday, Thursday by special appointment. Find out more going to alexanderhouseonline.org. alexanderhouseonline.org. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I have a couch to give away. And the phone number is 421-0910. And somebody would have to take it out, carry it out themselves.
Okay. So a couch to give away at 421-0910.
That's right.
You have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Giving away a couch at 715-421-0910, 421-0910. Feel like picking up a couch today? Give her a call. Work that out. And you can pick up you can have a couch by the end of the day. Check it out, everybody. 424-2600 is our phone number. Call up and join the conversation. Just a little more news and notes I wanted to make sure to get to. I was talking about the downtown farmers market going on right now. Be sure to go check that out. Farmers market not only goes on Saturdays from 8 to 2 at First Avenue South between West Grand Avenue and Goggin Street here in Wisconsin Rapids, but you can join them Thursday as well. Thursday, 11:30 to 1. You can check that out. Or 8 to 2, I should say. But 11:30 to 1, you can check out Lunch by the River. Yay, Lunch by the River. Got a great one coming up this Thursday, August 10th. Entertainment from Crow Jam Collective, Paper City Savings, Associated in Cintas, and Associated Bank, and Jewel Associated Engineers sponsoring this all together. Thank you to all of them. Going to have some great food down there. Jamaican Kitchens, Rocky Rococo, Wine Plate Lunch. And again, the Crow Jam Collective. Man, that's a good band. Go check that out, everybody. And keep in mind, not this Thursday, but next Thursday, August 17th, WFHR and WIRI, along with Nicolet Staffing, are going to be co-sponsoring Lunch by the River. We'll have the Central Wisconsin Choristers down there. And while we don't have any live programming on at that time, we're going to have a bunch of our staff down there, try to get as many of us down there as we can and say hi. Maybe we'll have some swag to give away. Who knows? It'll be fun. It'll be a good time. Be sure to join us for Lunch by the River every Thursday through the month of August. Got a couple more of these. Let's enjoy them, everybody. Get on to them. And, of course, we'll be covering more events like this every morning on WFHR's Morning Show. Wrap up our day with our good stories of the day, local stuff. For now, we are going to get to a commercial break. We'll come back with more of your calls, and who knows? We'll get into our schedule here at the station and plenty more. It's live radio, baby. Who knows what's going to happen? It's Over the Back Fence on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Over the Back Fence on your radio. Saturday edition. Happy August 5th. Give us a call, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation, everybody. Love to hear from you. For now, had a couple of news stories that slipped through the cracks throughout the week. Maybe not the most important stuff that we could be talking about, but on a Saturday morn here, hanging out together, why not dive into some of these? Especially when they're just the kind of what the what stories. So as we're in between calls, we'll go ahead and do that. But for now, let's get to some calls. Good morning. You're on the show.
I got one comment for you as an actor. Groovy, baby.
It's groovy, baby. You been watching some Austin Powers?
No, not Austin Powers. Bruce Campbell, baby.
Oh, Bruce Campbell. Oh, that's groovy. But see, I don't have the. I don't have enough of a chin. I don't have the chin. Yes.
Well, as an actor, I thought you would have gotten that reference.
More popular is definitely the Bruce Campbell thing. I probably would definitely seen more Bruce Campbell than Austin Powers.
Actually, would you? I'd rather be less popular.
I would personally. That's the whole reason I've kept my career so low key, is just so that I don't have to worry about being chased by the paparazzi. That's the reason my career has not skyrocketed like I'd like it to. I mean, like I intended it to.
Well, exactly.
You don't want to be too big and be hassled all the time like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, if chins could talk.
Bruce Campbell's would have a billion stories, and I'd listen to every one of them.
Right on, brother.
Good to talk to you, man.
Call in and say hey, what up, and make sure you're having a good weekend, brother.
You too. Have a great one. Thanks for the call. Keep those calls coming. 424-2600. We want to hear from you. So one of those stories I was mentioning, a California man walked into a 7-Eleven and began putting a bunch of packs of cigarettes into a big trash can. Because, you know, who hasn't had that urge before? What the what, man? A customer recorded the action when the guy began getting his, if I can be blunt here, can I say this, FCC? Okay, his butt beat. Yeah, he was getting whooped by two workers with a big stick. Here is the moment that the attacker was taken on by the employees. I want to play this for you.
That is them, dog. Ain't nothing you can do, man, until police come in. Don't do that. Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
And they got him. They got that guy. Yeah. So what was your plan of escape with this, by the way? Did you think that this was just so bizarre that they wouldn't do anything, that they'd just be kind of like in shell shock or something? I don't know. We got a good story coming up after that. Let's go ahead and take a call. Good morning on the show.
Yeah, I have for sale a pair of men's size 13 leather Thorogood shoes, or new size 13 for $10, and the phone number is 715-991-0242.
715-991-0242.
Yes.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. You have a good weekend. If you're interested in those shoes, give them a call. 715-991-0242. 715-991-0242. 424-2600. I bring up that conversation with the gas station attendants. I have had a couple of situations like that, but not when I was working at the gas station, but like when I was a kid. And you know, it was one of the hangout kind of things with 7-Elevens. I remember seeing something not like that, but a very similar situation happening. And before I could jump in or do anything, or my friend could, who was older than me and probably would have been the one that actually should have been jumping in because it was much bigger than me, the attendant, who was a, had to have been 50-plus-year-old, wonderful Korean man, that guy turned into Bruce Willis, like, in seconds, in an action star in seconds. He was scoping the situation. He was ahead of the guy, the criminal, the knucklehead that was acting up, and was all over it. But we didn't have phones to record that stuff back then. Weren't able to do that. An interesting story that we were talking about was the high school seniors are buying grade school backpacks now. There's a new trend of high schoolers, seniors, buying backpacks intended for little kids. It's a nostalgia thing. It's kind of like a them showing like their progress and like a way of kind of like being sent off. It's not a bad idea. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think it's kind of fun. I'm a sucker for nostalgia. What kind of backpack would you have? You can answer us here on Over the Back Fence. Or on any of our morning shows. We're going to be talking about that this week and carrying on that conversation. So you go ahead and think about it over the weekend. And give us a call either on WIRI from 7 to 8 or from 8 to 10 right here at WFHR. Let us know which backpack you'd have. We'll have other conversation going on, of course, and more on our schedule coming up right here on Over the Back Fence at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFH. I knew I was going to do it. I got sidetracked. I feel like I should be breakdancing right now. That's why I got the name of the show wrong. That's why. I'll be honest with you. Took everything in me not to go grab a piece of cardboard and bring it here in the studio. I'm not doing some leg spins. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence, everybody. 424-2600. We got about 5 minutes left to take your phone calls. Give us your items you're looking for, items you want to sell. Garage and rummage sales, those kind of things. Give us a call at 424-2600. You don't get a chance to call today, no worries. We got you covered every Saturday. 11 to noon, join my man Seth, our head of production, head of Trail Tunes, and Seth Faces the Music, which, of course, is on tomorrow. Be sure to join Seth for that from 6 to 8. His theme music, of course. It was right under his nose. He's really excited about this one. He's got a great one lined up for you. Songs involving music or with the title with music in the title. It's going to be a good one. Check out Seth every Sunday from 6 to 8 with Seth Faces the Music. And stick around. After that, we've got Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Wonderful guest this weekend. We, of course, had a great time with Michael Charles last weekend. Be sure to check out Michael tonight at Holly Rocks. Go hang out with him. Say hi to him. Tell him we said hi from WFHR. I'm going to try to get down there myself. We had on this week, and actually yesterday, she joined us in the studio. We recorded it. Joining Seth and I for Director's Cut on the WFHR stage was Anna Rebecca. Her stage name, Anna Makes Music. Anna was on us with the morning show. A while back, about a year ago, actually, we figured out. Had a great time. Anna was such a good guest, and she is an incredible musician. She has got one of those just voices that is like a Sarah Vaughan, she reminds me of. It's a wonderful voice. Join us for Director's Cut, 8 to 9. Of course, you miss any of these shows. They're all podcasted for you at civicmedia.us. You can catch them out and check them anytime. download them, copy the link and send it to your friends and put them on your pages and stuff. Spread the word about Director's Cut. And I can't tell you who our next guest is, but I am chomping at the bit. It is incredible, you guys. Seth took a chance, and man, am I glad he did. We got a big one coming up. Got a big fish coming up. It's going to be good. Yeah, looking forward to it. Catch those shows and be sure to spread the word about them. Join us Monday through Friday, 7 to 10 for our morning shows. We start things off right on the Sunrise Show, 7 to 8, Wisc Country 105.5 WIRI. And this Monday is the first of three of our special shows, our series, with our Hoozles Rise to Music champions. Coming in second place at Hoozles Rise Music was the Last River Bottom Fig Plucker. That's his stage name. We'll know him as Derek Lind. Derek's going to join us on the Sunrise Show from 7 to 8. We're going to hear some live music, get to know Derek a little bit. Where did that name come from? All kinds of fun stuff. We'll also have Jordan Bain joining us in the future, who came in third. And, of course, first place and second, Hoozles Rise Music champion, Kyler Cuzio. All these guests will be invited to join us on Director's Cut as well, and really all of our shows. Our doors are always open to musicians, to creatives, to anybody out there. You got an event you want to talk about? Reach out to us, let us know. We'll find some time to get you on the air. That's what we do around here, local radio. Otherwise, great hour with you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Enjoy your weekend, everybody. Take in some rafters or some of these other great events we have going on over here. Be sure to join us for Seth Faces Music tomorrow from 7 to 8. I'm sorry, 6 to 8. And Director's Cut from 8 to 9. Don't miss the first hour of Seth Faces Music. 6 to 8 for Director's Cut. 8 to 9 for Director's Cut. Seth Faces Music, 6 to 8. I'm going to learn how to talk over the weekend, and I'll be ready to go on Monday. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Talk to you soon and later right here at, oh, how perfect. We'll go right to Beth. She does a better job with this anyway.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.